you would say it is just a...
inch or two from me.
All right, what's another way of saying it's just a distance away from you, a small distance away? Would you say it's just a little way from me?
Just a short way from me.
Just a short way from me, okay. All right. If you've been traveling and you don't have much further to go, you might say, I just have blank.
I just have a few miles further to go.
All right. What's another way to say that?
I just have a short way to go, a few steps.
All right. If it's an opposite to a short way to go.
Long ways to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
anywhere.
All right. If someone fell on some ice and he fell backward, I beg your pardon. If someone fell on some ice and he fell, you know, toward the back, how would you say he
backwards
fell?
Backwards. All right. On his back.
If he fell the other way?
Forward, on his face.
All right. If you didn't catch any fish, you'd been out fishing, and you didn't catch any fish, how would you tell me that you hadn't caught
any? I didn't have any luck today. I didn't catch any fish.
All right.
I had fisherman's luck.
If I gave you this sentence to finish out on that, how would you finish out? You would say, no, I didn't
catch
blank A1.
Didn't catch a single fish today.
Didn't catch a single fish. Would you say never A1? Have you heard that term used?
I don't know where that would be correct or not.
You'd say I didn't catch a single fish.
I didn't catch a fish. I didn't catch a single fish.
All right. A schoolboy might say something, you know, to a teacher that's scolding him, and he would say, why is she blaming me?
I'm innocent. I don't know anything about it.
All right. What's another way of saying I don't know anything about it?
I didn't do it.
All right. Someone apologizes for breaking, you know, something of yours, and you say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
All right. Or what's
It's not. That's all right. I don't care. It's not valuable.
A child is crying, and he's eating some candy. And another child that's crying wants some, and he says, oh, give me some candy, give me some candy. And you say, no, you can't have
any candy today.
All right. Let's talk for a few minutes about the sun going down at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say when you
go to bed? Let's talk about children a little bit now. When a little boy, you know, has been spoiled all his life and he grows up and he gets into trouble, you might say he'll have the tendency to get in trouble. So he's what to get in trouble?
He's sure going to get in trouble because he's spoiled.
All right, what's another way of saying he's surely going to get in trouble?
Because he's doing the wrong thing. He's doing wrong.
All right. Is there any other way you would term that? He's like as not get in trouble?
Like as not to get in trouble. He's bound to get in trouble.
Bound to get in trouble? Okay. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big what?
Crop.
A big yield,
a big crop, good luck.
All right. When you were, you know, working on this crop, what were those, the little trenches that are cut out by your plow? What do you call those little trenches? There's another
furrows.
All right. If you got rid of all the bushes and the trees on the land, what do you say you're doing?
Clearing the land.
All right. The cutting of clover or grass, what do you call that, the dry, you know, dead grass that is left over?
You get that for the animals. You call that hay. That's not the word. Well, I don't believe I know. Can't remember.
What about clover, grass, aftermath?
Aftermath.